We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud, the brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Haseicher es ha-paro lach roish bahar. You rented a cow to plow on a mountain, and he went ahead and he changed v'char shabika, and he plowed in a valley. Now, Rashi explains that when he rented this cow, he not only received the cow, but he received all the extras that come with it, and also two young men to help out to operate this plow, because one of these young men, they hold on to the goad, it's called, to steer the cow and to guide the cow in the right direction, and the other one walks behind the plow and presses down on the blade in back of the plow in order to plow the ground. So not only did he rent the cow, but like Rashi says, he rented the na'ara of Holchem Behemtoy. And he went ahead and he was cherish in the wrong place. He was supposed to be cherish the har, and he was cherish the bik in the valley. So im nishpar kankan, if this blade breaks, you're potter, because the har is more rocky than the bika. So if he rented it to go in the har, he can't be responsible for a bika. But if the opposite, the bika of cherish bahar, he rented it to plow in the bika, and he went to the har, which is there's more rocks there. So then im nishpar kankan chayiv, if this blade from the plow breaks, he is responsible. He's chayiv. The similar idea, Lodosh Bekitnius, if he rented the cows in order to thresh Kitnius, which is beans, they're a little harder, Vadosh Batvua, and he used it to thresh the Tvua, the wheat and the barley, Potter, if it slipped, like Rash said, if it slipped, it's Potter, because it's not as slippery. Lodosh Batvua, Vadosh Bekitnius, but if he only rented it to thresh the Tvua, and he went ahead and you threshed Kitnius, then Yechai, why? Pesha Kitnius Mechalekes, you could slip and hurt yourself because the beans are more slippery, and therefore, since you changed, you are responsible when you go and thresh these kidneys, which was not part of the contract. Zok to Gemara. Hechad lo yishoni bo mamishalom. We are assuming that a plow does not break by itself. If it broke, someone was pesheh, someone was negligent. So the Mishnah says, if he switched the place where he was plowing, so then, because he switched it, he's negligent. But let's say he didn't, and it broke. So who's responsible? And Rashi explains, what's the question? Which one of the two na'arim, which one of these two young men who came along are responsible? Because one of them did something wrong. So Amar Papa, the Noket Parsha Meshalim. The one who's holding the goad, who's guiding the behemoth, he has to pay, like Rashi says, because he did not take it on a straight path. He must have gone off the path, and that's why it broke. Rav Shesha, Rei David, no, the Nokim Mana Mashalim, the one who's in back and pushing down the blade, he's the one who's responsible. He should have seen if there's any rocks, and he went too deep, Rashi says, Shehemek Yerisim Medai Baaretz, he went too deep in the ground, that's why it broke, so it's his fault. And what's the halacha? Hilchos of the Nokim Mana Mashalim, the one who was holding the plow, the blade in the back of the plow, then he's the one who has to pay. And the Gemara says, if it's a place where you should have known and should have realized that it's full of rocks and full of hard stones, so then the halacha is tavar mashalim. They both have to pay. Both of them in the arm have to pay. So Rashi says, why? You should be very careful. Even if the one who's guiding the behemoth, if he moves off a little bit, it'll break. And Rashi says, it's a suffix. We don't know who's responsible. They both can be responsible. Therefore, they both pay. Tosis takes issue with that, because Tosis says, we don't paskin like sumchis. We pass like the Rabbanim. It's a suffix. They both should be potter. So Zok Tosis, no. El nearly the hakash shneim pashu. Tosis explains, they both were negligent. Since they should have known not to go, they should have told each other, don't go here. It's rocky. Since they're both negligent, therefore they both pay. So Rashi learns, but then suffix. But Tosis says, no, because they're both negligent, that's why they both pay. Someone sells a cow to his friend, and he tells his friend, "Parazu nachonasi." The seller is being honest here, or not so honest. We'll see in a second. But he tells his friend, "By the way, this cow is parazu nachonasi. This cow it gores. It's a nachonasi, batonasi. It bites. It kicks. Ravtonasi. It lies down on objects and smashes them." And the truth is that and Lamaisa, the cow only has one of these mumin. He only has one of them. He doesn't have all four of these. He's either after he realizes the guy who buys really only has one of them. Nachonis, Ravtonis, Usnafa ben mumin. And he realized right away the buyer realized the other ones are just a joke. So he figured, like, since the other three are a joke, the fourth one's a joke also. He didn't take any of them seriously because he saw that none of them were really true. none of them were really true. And therefore, he assumed, that nothing was true. So halacha is, that's a mekachtayis. Hareza mekachtayis. It's a mekachtayis because he figured that since the other three are not true, so then the one mum which is yet true, he didn't believe in it. Because he said, look, just like everything else is a joke, and he was making a joke, there's also a joke. But if the seller said like this, mum zeh has this specific mum, which is true, mum achis has other mum also. And then he realized there's no other mum. That's not Inza Mekhatayis. Because like Rashi explained, since he spoke out this one mum, specifically, and the other ones you just said in a general term that has other mumin, so then you can say that I didn't take it seriously. Like Rashi explains that Shapiro's like shame ois mum levadai, vamala mum zebav, oid mum acherim, and Zemakatai is keeping the oisaya mum, hiskle levadai, boy or livdai. Since that was the one he said specifically, you should have checked that one out. And since he didn't, that's not a Mekhatayis. Tainamach, if a Bryce says the same thing regarding a Shifcha, Mecha Shifcha Haver, Vamaloi, and the seller tells the buyer, Shifchazu Shaiti, she's crazy, Nichvasi, she has epilepsy, Meshumemes, he, which also is a Lashon of Meshugas, so I don't know what difference between a Shaita and this, but whatever one's, I guess, more crazy than the other one, Meshumemes is more like disturbed, and a Shaita is more like crazy. Back upon him, that's what he said, and myself, it's nothing very movement. The truth was that she only had one of these three. And he stuck it into another woman. And he figured this way, he'll get it by him. Because the guy realizes this lady is not doesn't have epilepsy. So probably she's not crazy either. So I raise him back to tell you. It's because you weren't honest by saying all the woman and most of them weren't true. So then you fooled the buyer into thinking everything's not true. But if you say if you specify one woman and the other one says, you said generally, and she has other woman also. So then the halacha is, that it is that's not a mekatayis, because you should have checked out that one mum that he specified specifically. You should have checked that one out. Only vachabrei the rav or rav Ashi. Have a shot like this. Hoyibah kol mum lalu mahu. What's the halacha if it turned out she had all the mumen? She had all the mumen, and he only cares about one of them. He doesn't care about the other ones. So what's the halacha? So Rashi explains the shaila is, Hoibah kol mum lalu ve'ina makbir el al echad. Above a tainoi, he says, Kesava yisi shat the kol ba masha einba, or masha yesba. V'yudash zebala is loicha mai. He says, Maisa, he thought the buyer heard all these women, and some of them were there, but he figured the one I'm happy about, that one it probably doesn't have. And therefore, it's a mekatayis. I'm like, Ramad Chal Rashi, Yochim Rashi the Rava, Hoibah kol mum lalu, it's a mekatayis. If he said that it has all these mumen, and you see that some of them are true, so what kind of time is that? Of course, it's not a mekatayis. It's even a little bit shver what Rashi's havamin is. So the Rishayim talk about it a little bit, but Lamaisa, the Rishayim say not a pshat. The Rabbeinu Yonason in the Shita Mekubetz says not a pshat, and he wants the taina that pshat is the it had a taka another mum. In this case, it had all these mumen plus another mum, a different one they didn't specify. And he's tying now, you know, I knew about all the other mumen, that one you said, I didn't care. But now, that has this mum right, that I care about. And the chiddush says, no, it's not a mekatayis. Since that's so many mumen, so then you add another mum, it shouldn't make a difference. That's how Rabbeinu Yonason learns. Now, regarding Rashi's pshat, the Ritva says a little bit of pshat. The Ritva says, Istma farshi shekol elu shehiske loy hayu ba, Elsh derech Adam says like this: Pirish ha'yiba kol ha'mumen harishayin ve'kirim ve'kiblam. Ach oisa shasham lehiskel lehikoy says shash ha'yiba. So he explains a little bit. He gives a little connection to Rashi's pshat. He says when you said all these mumen, let's say it was five mumen, you realized the let's say the shifcha had all four of them. The fifth one you didn't realize at the time. You only realized it afterwards. So maybe you could taina. Oh, I didn't know that one was serious. Kamash Lon Lamaisa, since he spoke them all out, the other four were serious, you should have realized it was serious, and therefore it is a sale, and it's not a mekatayis because you should have realized it yourself. Zog the Gemara Vaita, a new Mishnah. Hasoicher es a chamar lahavi ala achitim vahavi ala asarim. If you hire a chamar, do you rent a chamar rather, to bring chitim vahavi ala asarim, Lamaisa, he switched and brought siarim. The halacha is a chayiv. We'll see because he was maisif. I'm going to explain this outside first, then we'll learn the Mishnah. Rashi explains, Pida Gemara, that the load of a chamar is a lesach, which is 15 sa'ah. 15 sa'ah, which is each sa'ah is 6 kabin, and 15 sa'ah is the load of a chamar. Now, the sa'irim are lighter than chitim, but when the volume, so even though the volume could be the same as the chitim, but it'll be lighter. How much lighter? It's lighter by one sa'a. So for example, the 15 lesech, which is a lesech, was 15 sa'a of chitim, weighs the same much of 16 sa'a of sa'irim. Now 16 sa'a of sa'irim is more volume, is one sa'a more volume, but it weighs the same much as 15 sa'a of chitim. Now, our Mishnah, as explained Lefi Abaya, says that once you have volume over 15, that's already a problem. Even though it's not heavy, but volume more than a lesach is already too much. How much volume more than a lesach is too much? Three carbon, which is a half a saw. A half a saw already is a problem of too much volume. So let's read the Mishnah inside now. You hired a chamar, you rented a chamar to carry chitim, and you brought on it instead sa'irim. The halacha is yichayev. We'll see why, because you were maisif. Let's say you brought sa'irim on the same weight as chitim, then it's too much volume and it's chayev because you overloaded the chamar. Tvua v'hevel ha-tevan. Same thing. Tvua is heavier than tevan. So you brought tevan the same weight as tvua, which is more volume. Chayev. Why? Sha'nefach kosher kamasui. Because volume is just as bad as weight. But, and the Mishnah explains that further. If you brought a lesser chitim, which 15 saw, or you brought you rented it for that, then you brought 15 lesser sa'irim, then you're potter. Why? Because that's the same volume, and it's lighter even, so that's potter. Then moisif al masa yichayev. But if you moisif on the masa, then yichayev. V'kama yosif al masa yichayev. Sum chazam shum rameya saw legamal. If it's a saw for a gamal, and shloish kam lechamar, three kam lechamar, like we explained, three kam lechamar. Even though it's still not as heavy as the chitim, because to get as heavy as the chitim, you need a whole sa'a more. But since it's more, three kabam more of volume, it's a problem and you're overloading the animal. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah according to Abaye and according to Rava. Rava is a little different from Shat. Itmar, Abaye Oma Kosher Kamasui Tanan. That nafach, which is the volume, is just as bad as Masui. Rava Oma no, Kosher Limasui. It's only bad if it's together with the masi. And the Gemara explains, kosher masi tanan. Abaye ma kosher kemasi tanan. Nafcha is kitaklo. Volume is the same thing as weight. The moisiv shloisha kavim chayiv. If you moisiv three kavim of volume, you chayiv. Even though it's lighter than chitim. Because chitim is 15 saw chitim equals 16 saw of weight of sa'irim. Here you only put on this chamar 15 and a half saw. That's all you did. But since, you know, it's lighter, but since it's more volume than the 15 saw, it's chayiv. Rav Amar no, kosher lemasi tanan. It's kosher lemasi when it's as heavy, tanan. Which means like this, takla ki takla, when the weight is like the weight, then the volume makes problems. So therefore, it would come out, the only time if you rav yichayiv, if you have an extra saw, because if you have extra saw, which means you have 16 saw of sa'irim on the chamar, so then it's equal in weight to the chitim. And it's a volume more saw, then it's a problem, then it's overloading the chamar. And then you chayif any damages. So let's draw me a right from our Mishnah. Tanan, lahavi lesser chitim, lahavi lesser sa'irim potter. It says in our Mishnah that if I rented it to bring a lesser chitim and put lesser sa'irim, that's potter, that's pasha. You know, it's the same volume and it's less weight. If you add it on to the weight, what does it mean? My life, shloisha kavim. Doesn't it mean three kavim? And it's a problem of volume. And like the Mishnah fears always like that. Loi, Rav will say, no, it means a saw. I add a saw, that's what yichayiv. Break the marva, lo katani, it says in the Mishnah clearly, how much she yamaisiv on the masa over the lesach, over 15 saw, how much she yamaisiv to yichayiv, sim chuzam shim rameya, saw all the gomel, shloisha kavim lachamar. For chamar, it's three kavim. So how can you say it's a saw? So the Gemara like this. Fi Rava, the end of Mishnah is a new discussion. Hach kama, hecha de lois shani chitim, vehevi chitim. In a case where you didn't switch, you brought chitim, or you hired it for sa'irim, you rented it for sa'irim, heavy sa'irim. Kama yosef amasay v'yichayev. How much you have to yosef v'yichayev? Sum chazam shuramaya saw legom hashikam lechamar. Basically, going to Rava, it says in the first part of Mishnah, it says a yosef amasay v'yichayev means you yosef asaw when you switched from chitim to sa'irim. The last part of Mishnah is talking like this. Let's say I brought the correct item that I asked for. So how much is it considered being moisif? So being moisif is 3 saw, which means if you are moisif on a masa 1/30, that makes you chayiv. The only reason why you're moisif sa'irim 1/30 not chayiv is because it's still not as heavy as the chitim and you rented it for chitim. But if you rented it for chitim and you put on chitim and you added on 1/30, which is 3 saw, which is 1/30 of a lesach is 15 saw, I said 3 kavin. 3 kavin is 1/30 of 15 saw because each saw is 6 kavin. So that's 1/30. So you add on masa 1/30, even if you didn't change the produce, then yichayev. That's the end of the mission. It's a new thing. It's a new discussion. Let's try bringing another ride. This rides me against Abaya. Toshma lohavi less chitim. You rented it to bring chitim. Behevi, and then you went ahead and you brought sheish esrei sa'irim. You brought 16 sa'irim chayiv. It's mashma dafka 16 sa'irim. Sounds very much like Ravi. You have to add on a sa' to be chayiv. Hoshloish kam potter. But if you only added on 3 kavan, you would be potter. So it's a kasha on Abaya because Abaya says even 3 kavan is chayiv because it's already more volume. And for the Gemara, Tegemar Abaya mechiksa. Rabbi says, when we say that it only could hold, so first of all, I'll tell you two pshatim. Rashi's first pshatim mechiksa means that the sa'irim were hisliu, they were wormy, and therefore they were lighter, and therefore you could go up to a sa'. But Rashi doesn't like that pshat because he says, all sa'irim are lighter anyway. We don't care about the weight, we care about the napach, we care about the volume. So it doesn't help, he doesn't like that pshat. And therefore he answers different. He says, v'nir elisha, masach amar lesach, when we say a chamar could hold a lesach, it means a lesach with a little bit of a hump, of a gedusha. It's piled up a little bit, but not very flat. It means a very generous 15 saw. So therefore, if you put on 16 mechukais, which is not so generous, so 16 saw of mechukais is equal to 15 and a half of tefufois, because tefufois has a little bit of a hump, it's a little bit of a pile over, it's a little bit of generous. So here we're talking about mechikta, and therefore only by 16 ayichayev, because then it's the volume is 3 saw more of tefufois, and we give the shear of weight, of volume, that the chamarka hold, it means in the generous weights, not in the mechikta, which means it's not generous, it's more... It's not generous. It's more flattened down. That's the case. They call it in English a leveled load or a heaped load. And tefufa means in between heaping and level. It's in between. So therefore, we're saying when we say when it holds 15 saw, it's tefufais. So here, if you put on 16 saw of mechukais, that's equal to 15 and a half of tefufais. Because if it's leveled, it's less. So that's the answer of Abaya to answer why here it had to be a saw or more in order to be considered changing the contract.